all my family members, including all my close friends, were killed during the recent communist war in Korea. Our own nation, Korea, has suffered so much by the hands of communists. Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. His grace is sufficient to us. But there is one condition on our part. It is simply this. We must pay our price, the price of our time, of our wills, yea, even our lives. Then he will take care of the rest. It means victory. Thank you.
Experience of Christ's encouragement and love means anything to you, if you have known something of the fellowship of His Spirit and all that it means in kindness and deep sympathy, do make my best hopes for you come true. Live together in harmony.
Live together in love,
as though you had only one mind and one spirit between you.
Never act from motives of rivalry or personal vanity.
But in humility, think more of one another than you do of yourselves.
None of you should think only of his own affairs,
but each should learn to see things from other people's point of view. Let Christ himself be your example as to what your attitude should be.
For he, who had always been God by nature, did not cling to his prerogatives as God's equal,
but stripped himself of all privilege by consenting to be a slave by nature, and being born as mortal man.
And having become man,
he humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying. And the death he died was the death of a common criminal. That is why God has now lifted him so high and has given him the name beyond all names, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow,
whether in heaven or earth or under the earth.
And that is why, in the end, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord,
to the glory of God the Father.
So then, my dearest friends, as you have always followed my advice, and that not only when I was present to give it, so now that I am far away, be keener than ever to work out the salvation that God has given you with a proper sense of awe and responsibility. For it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve his purpose. Do all you have to do without grumbling or arguing,
so that you may be God's children, blameless, sincere, and wholesome,
living in a warped and diseased world,
and shining there,
like lights in a dark place.
Lights.
Lights in a dark place. For you hold in your hands the very word of life. You, in your hands the very word of life.
Please to a great mission hymn, hymn numbered 46. We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. Hymn numbered 46. May we stand, please, as we sing. May we stand.
We've a story to tell to the nation that shall turn their
Thank you. Be seated, please. And the story that we have to tell to the nations is that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. We turn, please, to hymn numbered 18. Hymn numbered 18. To tell to the nations that Jesus saves. But certainly this story cannot be told unless we are willing to go and share Christ to a needy world. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Trust and obey. Hymn numbered 24. When we walk with the Lord. Hymn numbered 24. Please, the first and second stanzas.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He shed far away. Why we do His not will, He abides with us still, and with all.
Wonderful singing this evening. I wonder if we could sing the chorus one more time. This time, let's do it unaccompanied. I think we'll hear some wonderful singing. Just on the chorus, please. Trust and obey. Just hit the chord. May we sing?
Trust and obey.
We have a story to tell to the nations that Jesus saves. And then as we relate our lives to the Great Commission, as we're willing to be used of Him, then certainly this ancient prayer can become the prayer of our lives. Lord, make me an instrument of Thy peace.
An instrument of Thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in a poverty that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to
man,
he humbled himself
by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying, and the death he died was the death of a common criminal. That is why God has now lifted him so high and has given him the name beyond all names, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow,
whether in heaven or earth or under the earth.
And that is why, in the end, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my dearest friends, as you have always followed my advice, and that not only when I was present to give it, so now that I am far away, be keener than ever to work out the salvation that God has given you with a proper sense of awe and responsibility. For it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve his purpose. Do all you have to do without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be God's children, blameless, sincere, and wholesome, living in a warped and diseased world, and shining there like lights in a dark place. Lights, lights in a dark place. For you hold in your hands the very word of life. You, in your hands, the very word of life.